Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindel.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
From the Big Apple, Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
Good. So have you been to the top of the rock or on one of those little boats around the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Years ago I did that, yeah. Not today, though.
On these trips, will you get out?
Boat. So technically I've been on a boat around the Statue of Liberty.
On these trips, will you sightsee at all? Will you go to a favorite restaurant? Kind of what does New York do for you?
It kind of depends, to be honest with you. I will just do a lot of walking in this city, typically, and go for a run in Central Park. I did not do that today because it was raining, so I made the executive decision to not do that today. I walked around a little bit Times Square, walked around Rockefeller a little bit, and checked all those sights and sounds out that I have a bunch of times before. But I don't do a ton of stuff because every game we have here is a night game, so that kind of takes some of those things off the table. And I leave for the ballpark, you know, mid-afternoon, so you got to get up and get it done in the morning if you're going to do that.
Well, if you didn't do that today, what time did the pajamas actually come off today? What time did you actually get dressed?
Pretty early. So, pretty early. I got up, and I love going to St. Pat's. And so I got up. That's one of the first things I do almost every time I come to New York is I go to St. Pat's Cathedral. And I got up, and I was over there by about 8 o'clock. And so that was the first thing I did. And then I walked around a little bit after that and came back to the room, relaxed for maybe an hour or so, checked in with my family, and then went back out and just kind of walked around.
No pictures with a janky Elmo?
I know this is kind of boring. Like, you were hoping for a lot more out of my day, and I apologize for
that. Just want you to tweet a picture of you with a knockoff Elmo in Times Square. Or a Mario Brother.
Or the naked cowboy.
Let's dive into that for a second. I did see some... So the naked cowboy I did not see today.
Yet.
There was,
that's good.
There's a female version that was there today.
Really?
Huh.
A naked cowgirl?
That was new. Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was new. I'd never encountered that before.
Equal rights?
And then the Elmos. There was probably 10 Elmos and probably 10 Mickey or Minnie Mouses walking around. Saw Spider-Man. Didn't look much like Spider-Man other than the costume. Spider-Man...
You weren't impressed.
Grown a little bit. Yeah. So
give us a peek behind the curtain. When you're on the road, do you get a per diem? Do you have favorite restaurants you like to check out in the different cities? How does that all work?
Yeah, you do, but you don't get a lot of opportunities to check out restaurants on the city. We play night games most of the time, you know, so that makes it tough. I went to Ray's Pizza for lunch. It's kind of a staple, and to be honest, I struck out on a slice of pizza in Detroit, in Cleveland, rather, and I was so, I mean, it's hard to strike out on a piece of pizza, and I was so disappointed in that. I knew Ray's would just deliver what I needed in a piece of pizza today, so that was like, we're not going to mess around, we're going to go straight, you know, we're going to throw a fastball here, we're going to go to Ray's Pizza, and we're going to be satisfied with our slice of pizza. So that's what that was like the big thing to check off the list today.
Wait, are you saying that you had a terrible piece of pizza or you didn't get a piece of pizza that you were hoping to have?
It was a lackluster slice of pizza that I had in Cleveland.
Wow,
I was disappointed
tough.
In it. Yeah. And I've had good pizza in Cleveland. It's nothing on Cleveland. I took a chance on a spot I'd never been before and I was disappointed. So I didn't want to get fancy today. I wanted to go for something that I knew would deliver, and raised it.
Well, this is a long road trip, Lane. We were talking today. Is Lane a coffee drinker? I said, I don't really know. I don't know if Lane dives into the coffee. He likes to get up. He likes to move around a little bit. But I don't know if you're a coffee guy or not.
I'm a big coffee guy. Love it. Blue Bottle is one of the spots in New York that is right around the corner from where we stay. They've got a bunch of different locations, but that's a good cup of coffee, I think, in New York. I've got places all over Major League Baseball where I like my cup of coffee. Phil's in San Francisco is a staple. Second Cup Coffee was great in Toronto. That was a new find this year. And then I make a little... I don't have like a notes program in my phone where I keep tabs on it, but my mind remembers these places, and I usually go back. If I get a good cup, I'm going back when next time I'm in town.
That's loyalty.
For sure. Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindel is with us. Lane, what do you like about what this Brewers team is doing right now?
Well, I think the fact that they have kept themselves above water with all the injuries has been a key. And they're starting to get healthier. They've had Wade Miley back for a couple of starts now. That's a big deal. And I like the way Christian Yelich is playing. I think over the course of this season, if he continues to play the way he has for the first half of this year, that spells really good things for this team. If you start diving into Christian's numbers, he's playing at an all-star level this year. It's not maybe the 18 and 19 eye-popping numbers that you saw when he won the MVP and probably was on his way to winning it at the end of the 19 season before he got injured. It's not quite to that level. The power numbers aren't the same, but a lot of extra base hits. He's getting on base a ton. He's going to have a big year on the base paths, and he's playing the best defense of his life. So I just think that spells good things for this team. Eventually, you figure that Willy Adames is going to start stacking up some big games like his game Friday night. Eventually, Rowdy Tellez is going to start producing some of that power at a little bit more consistent clip. And so they've hung in there through all of these things, and I think their best baseball is in front of them, and they're a half game out of first place. So I like where they're at. I think there's better baseball on the horizon, and we'll see what they do in a month to add to this team too. And there's some guys in the minors that could help this team before it's all over. Sal Frelick could definitely help this team before the season's complete.
Hey, Lane, you mentioned rain. Any worry for tonight's game?
It's pretty cloudy, and I know there's been some rain in the forecast over the course of the night tonight. Right now it's dry, and the Brewers are taking batting practice on the field, and I'm just pulling up. This is possible light rain in the next hour. There's about a 40% chance till about 8 o'clock. Then it starts to drop down a little bit, so I think we'll have, get this, Greg, I think we'll have a window.
There's a window. Meteorologist Lane Grindel joining
Nobody's
us.
Nobody's ever said that about a baseball game before. I'm the first one.
Yeah, well, the window's typically shut in Pittsburgh, and we know that's the final step of the the road trip.
Yeah, there aren't windows in Pittsburgh.
No.
Nope.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindel, always good to catch up. It's a lot of fun when you're on the road, Lane. Thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Happy to be with you.
It is 4:26 at WTMJ. Up next, the latest on that Russian rebellion. And the State of Our City speech is going on right now, and we're going to open up the phone lines. I know we complain a lot about the city. What are your favorite parts about Milwaukee? We'll take your phone calls coming up in the next half hour. 855-616-1620. Send your text. What do you love about the city of Milwaukee?